Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Be healed of your disease. Jesus blesses the woman who has come out of nowhere. There are three points I want to focus on this morning. The first one is Jesus blesses. The second is receive God's blessing. That's you and me. And the third is be a blessing. Jesus blesses, receive God's blessing, be a blessing. Isn't Jesus amazing? Here he's just gotten out of the boat. He's beside the sea there, and he's approached by the leader of the synagogue to come and heal his daughter. And there he is on the road. And all of a sudden, this woman comes out of nowhere. She's convinced in her own mind, if she can just touch Jesus' clothing, that she could be healed. And here's the crowd, everybody touching him. And yet, in the midst of it all, he sensed something had gone out of him. And he raised the question, who touched me? And finally, in fear and trembling, the woman comes forward and fesses up. She may be fearful of some sort of reprisal that she's done something inappropriate. Well, certainly she's done something inappropriate in terms of the customs of the day. A woman wouldn't approach a man the way she did. But she was desperate. Everything else had failed. There weren't any good doctors anymore. She'd spent all her money. And there she was. She reached out. She touched Jesus. She was made well. Jesus didn't rebuke her. Jesus offered those words to her and to us. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Be healed of your disease. Jesus blesses the woman who comes out of nowhere. One way of looking at the ministry of Jesus is to see it from the perspective of blessing. That Jesus was God's gift to the world. That was God's blessing on the world. To send the person who is closest to God into the world. To be a blessing. He lived out of that sense of blessing. He gave blessing to others. He set the standard for us. As people who gather here on Sunday morning, of what blessing is all about, if we could just live that way. It's hard to do because of the challenges we have in our lives, the challenge of being human beings. We have a hard time getting it right. But remember, Jesus blesses the woman who comes out of nowhere. Receive God's blessing. We come to this place. We come to be nurtured in the body and blood of Christ. At the end of the service, the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. You are blessed when you leave this place. A sense of blessing when our hearts are full of that awareness of the blessings and gifts that we have. Our hearts are full. A sense of gratitude, of thanksgiving. We live a different way. We live life not from the perspective of all the things that are wrong with life, and there certainly are plenty of things that are wrong, but we live out of that sense of blessing and being blessed. One of the great blessings in this ministry has been Andrew Moore. Andrew's going to leave us now. We're going to miss him. I'm going to miss him. Andrew has been terrific. He has been an enormous blessing to us, to the staff. So often we're not aware of the blessing or gifts that people bring us until they leave or they're gone. We need to appreciate people in the moment, the gifts that they give us, and that we're really gifts to each other. To bless one another, to practice blessing one another. I mean, we're different people. We have different needs, different concerns. And one of the things about church life is to give each other encouragement. Help each one of us with the burdens and challenges that we have. One of the great observations of church life for me as a pastor is if you're a church member, however inactive, if you're on the parish list someplace, you may never come to church. And I don't want to encourage that. You may never come to church, but when something big happens in your life or there's a great need, it is just amazing to me. I've seen it happen time after time after time. How a parish family will reach out, try to be helpful, try to bring blessing in the midst of adversity and change and challenge. If you're ever wondering why you ought to go on the prayer list, it produces casseroles. And lots of other good things. Real practical blessings that help us live our lives. Receive God's blessing. One of the important things in our pastoral care ministry is we want to reach out. It's one of the trademarks of who we are as St. Mary's Church now. But you need to let us know who's in the hospital, who's struggling. And when we know, our pastoral care teams and the clergy can respond. We can bring blessing to one another. And then be a blessing. We come here to hear about Jesus and Jesus' blessing of the woman from nowhere. We receive God's blessing when we're here in the body and blood of Jesus. And the final blessing at the end of the service. And we're called to be blessings out there in the world. To respond out of that sense of gratitude and appreciation, to reach out to those others. Now, Wednesday is 4th of July. It's important for us to remember the blessings that we have as Christian citizens in an amazing and challenging democracy. Being a blessing means bringing those values of freedom and equality to the world. Living those values. We need to live our Christian life out in the world, and that means being involved in the messiness and the disagreements that political life brings. But But we got to do it. The church can't separate itself from what's going on out there in the world. The values that we live by are to work hard against the politics of fear and division. That basically we as a church in our mission are on a mission of reconciliation, of bridge building, of trying to understand people who are different from we are, and to respond to individuals in need wherever we find them. That is our mission. We may disagree about the details of how best to exercise that mission, but we need to keep that focus. It begins with that sense of freedom and equality, those values that are embodied in the Declaration of Independence that form the framework for the democracy that has evolved over all these years and brought us to today. We need to continue to be a blessing as Christian citizens, to continue working to bring those values to all people, to build a society where we are civil with one another, where we reach out to each other, where we learn from each other, where we listen to each other. It's an increasing challenge. Nobody said it would be easy. So we work and continue to work to build those bridges. Just on the racial reconciliation scene, Black Lives Matter, police shootings, people despair about that. But as a person who was involved in the civil rights movement in the mid-1960s, I'll tell you, we have come a long, long way. We need to appreciate that fact. A lot of work has been done. We also need to remember that there's a lot more work that needs to be done. The work goes on. The challenge to be a blessing, to be a good Christian citizen, still awaits us. Jesus blesses. Receive God's blessing. Be a blessing.